TV star Kelsey Grammer is about to open on Broadway in the title role of a new production of Macbeth. Critic Lord Schwartz thinks that too few leading American actors get to play classic roles. But while he admires Grammer's daring, he questions the results.
When I was in graduate school, I had a small part in a production of Shakespeare's Measure for Measure, in which Isabella, the young novice who refuses to give up her virginity to save her brother's life, was played by Stockard Channing, who was still an undergraduate. I stood backstage watching her every night. I thought it was one of the greatest Shakespeare performances I'd ever seen. I still think so. It was so convincing, so painfully real, so complex and touching. I can still call up details of her performance and live through it again and again. I wish I could see her as Cleopatra or Lady Macbeth. Marlon Brando has that same power as Mark Antony in the MGM film of Julius Caesar. He's more alive than even such British stalwarts as John Gielgud and James Mason. What I'd give to see Brando as Hamlet or King Lear. The best American actors can bring to a classic role a fresh burst of energy. Yet audiences, or at least producers, don't seem very interested in having stars do classic theater. How can they grow as performers if they can't play the greatest roles in a variety of styles? I've been thinking about this because Kelsey Grammer, TV's Frasier Crane, is doing something very risky right now. He's about to open on Broadway in a production of Macbeth. I saw the tryout in Boston, and although I dislike the production, I think it's very badly directed by Terry Hands, the former artistic director of the Royal Shakespeare Company. Too loud, too rushed, artsy yet unpoetic. I admire Grammer's courage. I think he could make a good Macbeth. He understudied the role 20 years ago and got to go on a number of times, and he's played several Shakespeare roles since then. He's intelligent, he has a resonant voice that projects well, and he has some real presence. What he doesn't have yet in this production is a character with an inner life. When he hears the three witches prophesy that he will become king, he completely fails to convey the way Macbeth is torn between his ambition and his sense of what's right, or between his ambition and his fear. At least he's not playing Macbeth as Frasier Crane. Yet on TV, he has more emotional variety. As Macbeth, he reads too many of his soliloquies as if they were saying only one thing, rather than depicting a character arguing with himself or thinking out his problems. Finally, though, in the later scenes of Macbeth's icy despair and moral emptiness, Grammer is more believable. In the famous tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow speech, he actually seems to be thinking about what he's saying. Unfortunately, he's mostly surrounded by boring actors, or actors who are even more poorly directed than he is. I think he's probably been away from Shakespeare too long. There hasn't been enough continuity or development of his talent. I can only imagine how much better he'd have been if he'd kept playing truly rich parts over the last 20 years. If he does well in New York, it will be interesting to see how soon he tries another classic role. And if he doesn't do well, it will be even more interesting to see how serious he really is about acting.
Lloyd Schwartz teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. A new Broadway production of Macbeth, starring Kelsey Grammer, is scheduled to begin previews June 9th. We'll close today's show with a recording featuring singer and saxophone player Tex Beneke. He died yesterday at the age of 86. Beneke was best known for his work with the Glenn Miller Band. He sang on such recordings as Chattanooga Choo Choo, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, and I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. I'm Terry Gross.
Hi there, Tex, how's your new romance? The one you met at the campus dance.
Wait until you see her, you'll agree. My hometown gal's the only one for me. ABC. C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by,
my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal, a real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal
in Kalamazoo.